WJTL bringing you Jamie Kimmett with Burdens and Jason Fowler's new song, Healer. Good morning, 749.
Hey, good morning, friends. Weather-wise, cloudy today. Chance of showers, high 56. Tonight, partly cloudy, windy, a low 40. Moving into a Thanksgiving day that is sunny skies, windy, colder, a high 48. Friday, sunny, breezy, high 46. It's 44 degrees outside the Junction Center here.
Well, Lisa's reporting live from Water Street this morning. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning to you, Fred and Annie. Yes, we are still here in the dining hall hanging out with some of the Water Street Mission guests and residents. And right now, I am getting to know Will. He is a Water Street Mission resident. Good morning to you, Will.
Good morning.
I would love to hear your story, and I know all of our listeners out there in Radio Land would love to hear your story as well.
Okay. Well, let's do this. I am 61 years old. I live in another county, Berks County. I am married with three children. I am an over-the-road truck driver by trade. And I, for the last 15 years, I've been struggling with an addiction. I was here about 8 years ago, Water Street. I came here to find a way to deal with this life-controlling issue. I am a believer, and I was told from a friend that this would be the best place I could come to and allow Christ to change my life. So I came here 8 years ago, and it's been an incredible experience. I stayed here for a year and was able to transition and go back home. I stayed clean for a number of years. The most success I've ever had in beating this thing, walking in who Christ said I am to be, who I am, I had the most success coming out of Water Street. When I relapsed, I knew that there was no other place for me than to come back here. So I called a staff member and said, look, I need help. Get me back, please. And within an hour, I was here. And the journey here, the journey in this process, I've been here now 7 months, and I am, a lot has changed. A lot of beautiful changes have occurred within the program, within the structure. You know, we have so much now that you could just dive into. Amazing classes, all kinds of counseling opportunities. There are resources to help you with employment. There is so much here. It's a holistic process. You know, they help you with your spirituality, your relationship with Christ, your health issues. They help you with employment. Whatever you need here, they have the resources here to propel you from experiencing homelessness to having an independent life and a dependent life to Christ. It's incredible. I am very blessed to be here.
So why do you think that Water Street Mission gets it right? Why does this program work?
It's the heart. It's. I don't care if you're an individual, if you are an individual running an institution, if you rightly relate yourself to Christ and allow Him to do what you can't do, and that goes from the president on down. And it's about the heart for Christ. It starts there. It has to start there. And they get that it's not about us as people. We're all broken. And that's another thing. Whether you're staff or resident or guest, everyone has the perspective that comes from the top down is we're all broken. We are broken healers. And to have that kind of humility ministering to people who are really struggling, to say, look, we're not going to speak down to you. We're going to come alongside of you because we all need Christ. And we all got areas that Christ needs to come into our lives and bring healing. So we're going to be healed. We're going to be broken healers. That's why they get it, because it's about one human, one man touching another man, one woman touching another man. This is a community. You know, this is not a bunch of isolated souls going through a process to try to hurry up and get out of here. This is really a community. And, you know, for me, I'm going home for Thanksgiving to be with my family, but I would be just as thrilled to be here because this is my family as well.
Thank you. Thank you. Well said. Wise words, Will. Thank you so much. Happy Thanksgiving to you.
And you too as well. And to all your listeners, happy Thanksgiving. Listen, come by and check this place out. You'll be surprised. This is not what you think it is. Come and check it out.
And we do invite people to do that. And I know, Jack, we've got to get back to the worship song of the day, but you do encourage people to come by and check it out tomorrow.
Absolutely. Tomorrow, Thanksgiving meal is going to be served from 12 to 6. It is open to the community. You can stop in. And if you want to come learn what we're doing, go to WSM.org. Contact us if you'd like to come for a tour. We'd love to set that up for you as well.
Thank you. And back to you, Fred.
Lisa, you tell Will that Annie and I had chills when he was talking.
So
that,
good.
That was the gospel. It was beautiful.
So true. So true. Amen.
Amen. All right. Coming up, we'll talk more with Lisa. Right now, Christy stopping by for the worship song of the day. Hey, happy Wednesday morning to you, Christy.
Hey.